It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Been thinking about you over the weekend. I sure have. Did you have a good one? Well, I did. I've been thinking about fairy stories. Mm-hmm. Fairy tales. What are some of your favorite fairy tales? Do you know the Three Bears? Do you? What about any of the Mother Goose rhymes? Do you know any of them? Do you know which one this might be? Little Red. Mm-hmm. This is a big hood. Let me see if I... Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. Yeah. Well, I do have that book for you. It's called Little Red Riding Hood. Why don't we just sit over on the couch and read it? Okay. Little Red Riding Hood. Notice how the red and the riding sound alike? Yeah. Okay, let's look in the book and see. There it is. There's Little Red Riding Hood over here with her basket of goodies to take to her grandmother. So she's walking through the forest. Look at her curls. And there's her Red Riding Hood there. She's walking through the forest by the trees. And who is over here? The wolf. Let's see what happens on the next page. The wolf comes out and says, "Hello, Red Riding Hood. Where are you going?" And Red Riding Hood says, "Oh, Mr. Wolf, I am going to visit my grandmother. I have some cookies and things to take to her." And the wolf says, "Okay, goodbye." And so the wolf goes that way, and Little Red Riding Hood goes this way, and gets to her grandmother's house. She knocks on the door. Look over here at this window. Remember this window, because you'll see somebody looking through that a little later. She knocks on the door, and a voice says, "Come in, dear, come in." So she goes in with her basket, and she walks over to her grandmother's bed. And who does she see in the grandmother's bed? Who do you think that looks like? Well, she just wonders. It has its grandmother's cap on. But Little Red Riding Hood says, "Grandmother, what big ears you have." And this person says, "All the better to hear you with, my dear." And then she says, "Grandmother, what big eyes you have." It says, "All the better to see you with, my dear." And then Little Red Riding Hood says, "But grandmother, what big teeth you have." And then the wolf says, "All the better to eat you with, my dear." And the wolf jumps out of bed and goes after Little Red Riding Hood. And Little Red Riding Hood runs right into this closet over here. Right over here. Look who's looking in the window right then. A friendly hunter. And he comes inside. He says, I'm going to scare that wolf away. And so the hunter comes in, scares the wolf out the front door, and the wolf runs away and says, boy, I'll never get to that place again. And look who was in the closet that Little Red Riding Hood went into. Her grandmother. Yeah, the grandmother was hiding in there too. The wolf had scared her there too. There are lots of different Red Riding Hood stories. But this is one of the ones I like, the Little Red Riding Hood. Mm-hmm. Now I'll pretend that I'm Red Riding Hood for just a minute. Like it? Let's ask Picture Picture if it likes it. You like my hood, Picture Picture? What's that say? What about a parka? A parka? That's like a riding hood. Well, it is. Yeah, it's a parka is a jacket with a hood on top of it. Mm-hmm. Mr. McFeely will bring you one. He will? When? In 6 1/2. Picture, Picture, you know so much. Let's count to 6 1/2 and see if Mr. McFeely really will bring a parka. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 1/2. Really, Picture, Picture, you know a lot. Yes?
Come on,
Mr. McFeely.
Good day. How are you today?
Good day. Just fine, thank you. And you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. I bet you cannot guess what's inside of this box.
A pair of roller skates?
Oh, no, no, no. It's something that goes up on top.
Up on top. What about a hat?
Oh, you're getting closer. You're getting closer, Mr. Rogers.
A parka?
A parka. Now, how did you guess that, Mr. Rogers?
Well, Picture Picture said that you might bring one.
Oh, a smart picture, a smart picture.
Could we see?
Oh, yes, we'll show it to you, Mr. Rogers. Here we go.
Oh, that's a beautiful one.
Why, thank you, Mr. Rogers. My grandchildren in the North Country sent it to me.
Your grandchildren?
Right.
Oh,
should
boy,
I,
that's
should I model it for you, Mr. Rogers? I'll put it on and show you how it looks.
Would
all right,
you?
All right. Just give my coat off 1 minute. Here we go.
Oh, I know you're proud of this.
Very proud of it, very proud of it. Oh, could you help me in, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, I'd
I'll
be
just
glad
turn
to.
Turn around here. There we go. It's very comfortable, very comfortable.
What about the hood, Mr. McFeely?
We'll take my hat off. There we go. Oh, nice and comfortable.
Oh,
I'll
is...
use this on chilly mornings, Mr. Rogers, when I'm pedding along on my bicycle.
Could I help you with the zipper
sure
here?
Sure can.
I'm used to zippers, you know, with my sweater.
Well, you like sweaters with zippers, Mr. Rogers, right?
And then this comes way in like this.
Oh, I like trying it on.
Oh, I bet you do. Aren't you proud to have the... Is this your birthday today?
Well, it's not my birthday today, but Friday of this week will be my birthday, Mr. Rogers. See, there we go.
Friday will be... Oh, boy, that's great, Mr. McFeely.
Friday, that's right. Friday will be my birthday. Well, I just must be off, Mr. Rogers, so I'll just take it off, and I'm going to show Chef Brockett the Sinus Alder, my new parka.
Oh, I...
Oh, now you're speedy delivery, Mr. Rogers, and you practice.
Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery.
That's right, speedy delivery. Gotta practice. Practice, practice. Oh, just take this off, Mr. Rogers. Down with the zip.
You're going to show it to some other people, are
right,
you?
Right, Chef Brockett, anxious to see my new parka.
So, Friday's your birthday.
Mm-hmm, Friday. Oh, it's a very special week this week. Friday's a... very special day.
Say, Mr. McFeely, on Friday, would you stop by here? We'd like to sing happy birthday
oh,
to
I'll
you.
Oh, I'll be glad to. And that's very nice of you, Mr. Rogers. I'd like to have my birthday remembered once in a while.
I'm sure you do. Here you... Friday will be a very special day.
Well, that's
Mr.
very
McFeely.
Nice of you to invite me over. And when I knock on the door, it'll be me, Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
Already, that's how you can tell.
Of
alrighty?
Course, yes.
I have a very special knock. I'm a very speedy man.
Well,
I'll just speed right off now, Mr. Rogers.
I'll get this back in the box for you.
Alrighty.
To think that your grandchildren sent you this. I know you're proud of that,
oh,
Mr.
Oh, I'm very proud of it. I'll just run along now, Mr. Rogers, already, and thank you for inviting me. I'll see you on Friday. And
congratulations, Mr. McFeely.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mr. McFeely, having a birthday on Friday. Oh, he's so proud of what his children sent him. He's a grandfather, Mr. McFeely. Mm-hmm. That was great, a parka from the North Country. Let's look into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Okay.
Just see what's going in that neighborhood today. There's the fountain. And the museum go round. And the tree. X's and Henriettas. And the factory. And there's the trolley. Come on in, trolley. I'm going to show you something. Hello there, trolley. Guess what I've got on? You can see, can't you? Do you know that Friday is going to be Mr. McFeely's birthday? Yeah, he's already got one present from his grandchildren. If you see anybody in make-believe, would you tell them, please? And take us in, will you, please?
Somebody knocking? Oh,
yes.
Hello, may I help you?
My name is Red Riding Hood.
Oh, I've heard about you, just in a storybook. Are you on your way to your grandmother's house?
No, I've already been there. But the wolf is gone, and Granny is all right, so I thought I'd just come to make-believe.
Well, I'm so glad that you came, Red Riding Hood. You certainly look like somebody who lives here.
Oh, really? Who is that?
Her name is Lady Aberlin. She's the king's niece. You know, the king who lives in that castle over there.
Oh, really?
Yes, and she's fun. She loves to dress up in costumes.
Oh, really?
Yes, and sometimes she says, Ugga.
Mugga.
Yes. How did you know?
Couldn't you tell it was your old friend, Daniel?
Oh, why, Lady Aberlin.
All these curls and you didn't know me.
Oh, they're so different.
They're finger curls, look. See? You can make them around your finger.
Oh, you are Lady Aberlin dressed up.
Yes, I am.
I thought you looked like her. Well, you surely do find a lot of costumes.
Well, I was thinking about neighborhoods, and I thought, well, I'll wear a hood and be Red Riding Hood.
Then you are a neighbor in the hood.
Yes, I am. And
what?
I've brought a hood for you.
One for me?
It's a neighborhood.
So I can be a neighbor in a hood, too.
And it's a striped neighborhood for Daniel Striped Tiger.
Oh.
There it is.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, you look good in a hood.
Oh, thank you. It has a little bell.
Yes.
Oh, I like it. I like my hood. I like my hood. I like my neighborhood. It's good. It's good, my hood. It's good, my hood. It's good. It's good. My hood is good.
Oh, I'm glad. Oh, peekaboo, Daniel.
Where's Daniel?
Where is Daniel? Where is he? Just see a little bell, but no Daniel. Daniel! Oh, there you are. My
Where's
turn.
Where's Daniel?
Daniel! Daniel!
Peekaboo.
My turn.
All right.
Where's Betty? Where's Betty?
Where's Betty?
Peekaboo.
Oh, I like that part when you come back.
Oh, me too. I love to see your face again.
You have the best ideas, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, thank you. Do you know, I have hoods for X and Henrietta.
Oh, great. Won't they look good in them? I saw X at the museum go round just a little while ago.
Oh, did you? Well, I think I'll go over there and look for him.
Oh. Oh, fine.
Farewell, neighbor.
Farewell, neighbor, to you. Thanks for my hood.
Oh, welcome.
I'm
bye.
With the hood.
Miss Riding Hood, may I be of service to you?
Yes, thank you. I'm looking for X the Owl.
Well, he is here in just a minute, and I'll fetch him for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear.
Hello. Oh, why, ruffle my feathers. Mrs. Frog was right. You are Red Riding Hood.
I am Red Riding Hood. You can see.
Yeah?
I am Red Riding Hood. I am she.
Hey, I used to say that about Ben Franklin when I was in a play.
Oh, really?
Yes, I used to say, I am Ben Franklin, you can see. I am Ben Franklin. I am he.
Oh, really?
Well, ruffle my feathers.
Well, Mr. Owl?
Yes?
I have a gift for you.
Oh, it's not the wolf, is it?
Oh, no. The wolf is gone and Granny's fine. And it's something for your head. Dear neighbor?
Neighbor? Are you my neighbor?
Sometimes.
Are you somebody dressed up as Little Red Riding Hood?
What do you think?
I think you're Lady Aberlin.
why,
you look nifty-galifty.
Oh, thank you. And I've got a hood for you. It's a neighbor hood.
You mean you really do?
Oh, yes. This is my basket.
Oh, you
see?
Got...
And I have goodies in it.
Lots of good things in your
and
basket.
This is a goody neighborhood for an owl. Ah, there you are.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Mr. Owl.
I am a neighbor in a hood.
You are indeed.
You have the best ideas.
Why, thank you. You look just splendid in it.
Have you got one for Henrietta?
Why, do you think she would want one?
I know she would.
Well, I do.
Oh, good. I want to see her get it.
Want to come with me while I give it to her?
You bet I do. Shall we just walk along?
Oh, yes, ever so slowly in our neighborhoods.
All right. Here we go. Hold my wing and we'll fly together.
I surely will. Gosh, I wish I could fly.
Well, I'll walk with
you. Hey, look, I've got a cape. I almost can.
You sure can. There we go.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. You'll wait for me at the tree, will you?
Oh, sure I will.
Okay, see you there.
See you there. Oh, there you are.
There I am.
Oh!
There's my hood.
There's your hood on the wood.
Right. Okay, you can ring Henrietta's bell now. Henrietta. Henrietta.
Meow. Meow, meow, everybody. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Look who's here, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 Red Riding Meow.
Yes! Are you Miss Henrietta Pussycat?
Meow. Meow, 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 wolf.
Oh, no, no. No,
no, don't worry. The wolf is gone, and Grandmother is okay. Guess what Red Riding Hood has for you, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, like yours, meow?
That's right, a hood like mine. Would you like a hood like mine?
Meow.
Well, should I tell her who you are? Henrietta, look close. Would you please look closely at Little Red Riding Hood?
Meow, meow.
Meow.
Meow, meow, Lady Evelyn.
Yes, it is.
Meow, 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 your gold curls, meow.
Yes, remember when you were Goldilocks?
Meow.
Same kind of curls.
Meow, meow, like
and
it.
You looked so beautiful. May I give you your hood?
Meow, please.
Know what kind of a hood it is?
Meow kind.
A neighborhood.
Meow, neighbor, meow.
Yes, here it is.
Meow.
Hey, yours is pretty, Henrietta.
Oh, yes.
They're all different.
Oh, lovely.
Meow. Meow, meow, like meow, meow.
Oh.
Meow. Meow soft and meow like meow, 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 meow.
I like your neighborhood, it's good.
Meow, 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 hood, meow, good, meow, hood.
It's good, it's good. Our hoods are good.
Are good. Oh, they are.
Thanks, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Meow, 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 meow.
You have some for other people, too?
Yes, I surely do. In fact, I'd better get over it now. I want to give Corny one.
Hey, great. Won't he look fine in one?
I think so.
A hood for a rocket manufacturer.
A hood for a rocket. And look, it's got a little...
Hey, it's got a pom-pom.
Pom-pom.
Meow.
I'm off.
Meow, thank you,
Goodbye,
Meow.
Goodbye, neighbors. Hood. You're welcome.
Meow.
Thanks.
Mr. Cornflake, especially. It's Red Riding Hood here.
Why, it is Red Riding Hood.
Yes.
For goodness sake.
How do you do?
Weren't you in a book one time?
Yes, and I've heard so much about your rocket factory.
Well, thank you. Did you want to buy a rocket?
No, as a matter of fact, I brought you a little gift.
A gift from Red Riding Hood.
Yes.
Well, fancy that. Surprises every day of the year.
Look the other way.
Yes, ma'am.
Coming up from the back.
I've been working so hard, I haven't read your story lately.
Oh, that's all right. Well, everything's fine.
Hey,
the wolf is gone, and Granny's just... Oh, it does look well on you. Whoop!
Oh.
It's a hood.
Oh, thanks for that hood.
It's a rocking hood.
A rocking hood?
Yes, you see how it rocked over... Let me see if I can put it right.
Beautiful. I'll take it down and show it to all my factory folks.
Oh, grand.
Thank you, Red Riding
Hood. You're so welcome.
Surprises every day. Surprises
Goodbye.
Every day.
Trolley. A trolley? I have a hood for you. Hold still just one second. There. One moment, I've got to tie it under your chin. Oh, you're welcome, Trolley. What? Oh, Mr. McFeely's birthday is Friday? Oh, we'll have to plan something. Thanks, Trolley. Bye.
Trolley got a neighborhood, too. Went right along like that. That was a good idea, wasn't it? It's called a play on words. Mm-hmm. Lady Evelyn was really playing today. She loves her costumes. Yep. If you were going to play out the story of Red Riding Hood, would you like to be Red Riding Hood? You know, wear a hood? Would you like to be the wolf? Would you like to be the grandmother or that friendly hunter who comes by and helps? You can do anything you want in make-believe. Sure. Get my hands washed before I go off to work. Do you ever do that after you've had a day of play? Get your hands all washed and... Hey, dirty towel might be an idea for a hood. What do you think? Of course, maybe we shouldn't. No, shouldn't put towels on our heads like that, I guess. But we all do things we shouldn't once in a while. The very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who aren't. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get wet, and their parents get upset. But the very same people who get wet sometimes are the very same people who are dry sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people make noise, and they break each other's toys. But the very same people who are noisy sometimes are the very same people who are quiet sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get mad, and they feel like being sad. But the very same people who are sad sometimes are the very same people who are glad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? Sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'll get this washed. Mm-hmm. I'll just wash it later. It's about time for me to go. I'll take my hood and my story. We've had our story for today, haven't we? Little Red Riding Hood. Mm-hmm. What can we do tomorrow to get ready for Mr. McFeely's birthday on Friday? Let's think about that, okay? We'll think about it. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you, your special friend. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.